This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news, the headlines first. CPN-UML's awareness rally underway. Prime Minister and Chairman of CPN-UML KP Sharma Oli to address awareness rally in Darbar Mark this afternoon. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podil says Nepal's BB sovereign credit rating marks favorable environment for investment in Nepal. And more than 40 people die after gunmen attack passenger vehicles in Pakistan. Now the news in details. CPN-UML's awareness rally has reached Darbar Mark in Kathmandu. The rally, which started from Bhadrakali, passed through Sahid Gate, Sundhara, Bir Hospital and Jamal before reaching Darbar Mark. CPN-UML Chairman and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and other leaders are scheduled to address the gathering this afternoon. The rally is joined by party leaders, activists, supporters and well-wishers with musical bands accompanying the procession. The CPN-UML aims to gather over 100,000 attendees at today's gathering. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Podil has stated that Nepal has created a favorable environment for investment. Speaking at a press conference today, Minister Podil stressed that the country's sovereign credit rating of BB score marks a significant step in making Nepal an attractive destination for investors. BB is considered a speculative rating, which means the country is seen as having moderate credit risk. The rating reflects the country's strong economic structure, sound public finance management, and overall financial stability, indicating a favorable investment climate. Minister Podil noted that this credit rating shows that Nepal has a solid financial capacity, allowing the country to access loan at lower interest rates in international markets. He also expressed confidence that the rating would enhance private sector's trust and attract foreign investment. Furthermore, Minister Podil emphasized that the rating not only evaluates past performance, but also provides a forward-looking assessment of the country's ability to meet future financial obligations. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia's Forward 7 initiative, formerly known as the Kingdom's Clean Fuel Solutions for Cooking, is partnering with Sistema.bio, a global leader in innovative biogas technology. Together, they are launching an initiative to provide subsidized biodigesters to small-scale farmers in Nepal and Indonesia. The project aims to install 800 biogas units across Nepal and Indonesia. Additionally, it will facilitate Sistema.bio's entry into these countries to provide future services in collaboration with key implementation partners, Nepal Biogas Promotion Association, NBPA, and PT Biru Carbon Nusantara, BKN, as stated by Forward 7 and Sistema.bio in a press release. Scheduled to conclude in January 2025, this initiative marks a significant step towards enhancing clean energy access for smallholder dairy farmers. Forward 7, supported by the Middle East Green Initiatives, aim to transform the lives of rural communities by providing access to clean cooking solutions. These solutions will improve health, empower women, uplift marginalized groups, and protect the environment by reducing CO2 emissions from traditional cooking methods like wood and coal. The project will also drive economic growth, create jobs, and develop infrastructure in rural areas. By scaling up international cooperation, it seeks to prevent and mitigate the impacts of climate change while supporting a sustainable future. Forward 7 is committed to providing 750 million people with clean cooking solutions, contributing to the achievement of Sustainable Development Goal. The CEO of British Forces Broadcasting Service, Ben Chapman, visited Radio Nepal on Thursday, marking a significant step in fostering international media collaboration. During his visit, CEO Chapman engaged in a discussion with Radio Nepal's executive director, Amar Dhoz Lama, focusing on the long-standing relationship between the two organizations. The talks highlighted opportunities for collaboration, mutual sharing of expertise, and strategies to strengthen media ties. The meeting explored areas where the two broadcasters would cooperate to enhance public broadcasting services. Both parties emphasized the value of leveraging their respective strengths to benefit diverse audiences. The meeting also celebrated the long-standing history between Radio Nepal and British Forces Broadcasting Service. Notably, the program Pardesi Ko Sandesh, produced by British Forces Broadcasting Service Gorkha Radio, has been broadcast on Radio Nepal for over 25 years, symbolizing the deep-rooted connection between the two broadcasters. Also present at the meeting were Deputy Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Chandra Bhusal Lal Das, Head of Communication and Marketing of British Forces Broadcasting Service, Makila Harley, and station manager of British Forces Broadcasting Service Gurkha Radio, Vinod Dhoz Kharga, among others. Their participation underscored the importance of the discussions, bringing a broader perspective to the collaboration. This visit signals a commitment to building a more robust partnership between Radio Nepal and British Forces Broadcasting Service, contributing to the exchange of ideas and the evolution of public service broadcasting. The Supreme Court is set to rehear the case related to salary adjustment of civil servants. The full bench of Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut and other justices granted permission for review on the matter yesterday. Joint Attorney Govinda Khanal has sought permission for a review on the matter. The order for review points out to address questions about the number of public servants to remain while adjusting the salary, the cost it will be required, the revenue situation, and how much additional expenditure will be the state incur in the case of salary adjustment. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. At least 43 people, including women and children, have been killed after unidentified gunmen opened fire on a convoy of 200 passenger vehicles traveling through a remote area of Pakistan. The Agence France-Presse reports the death toll reached 43. According to the BBC, the vehicles were attacked as they traveled through the tribal district of Kuram in Pakistan, close to the Afghan border. The provincial spokesman said in a statement that gunmen initially targeted the convoy's police escort. Police were protecting the convoy following months of sectarian violence in the area, which has claimed dozens of lives this year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has condemned the decision by the International Criminal Court, ICC, to issue arrest warrants for war crimes against him and ex-defense minister Yoav Gallant as anti-Semitic. According to the BBC, the ICC also issued a warrant for Hamas commander Mohammed Daif. ICC judges said there were reasonable grounds to believe the three men bore criminal responsibility for crimes during the war between Israel and Hamas. Both Israel and Hamas reject the allegation made by the ICC. Global commitments to address climate change are once again being confronted with the stark realities on the ground of widespread weather-related displacement as the COP29 concludes. According to the 2024 Global Report on Internal Displacement, at least 6.6 million people worldwide were displaced by weather-related disaster by the end of 2023. However, many were displaced multiple times, primarily due to floods, storms, drought, and wildfires, resulting in a total of at least 20.3 million forced movement throughout the year. According to Al Jazeera, an additional 1.1 million people were displaced by natural disasters not directly attributed to climate change, such as earthquakes and volcanic activities. Russia is estimated to have supplied North Korea with more than a million barrels of oil since March this year, according to satellite imagery analysis from the Open Source Center based in the UK. According to the BBC, UK Foreign Secretary said that the oil is payment for the weapons and troops Pyongyang has sent Moscow to fuel its war in Ukraine. These transfers violate UN sanctions, which ban countries from selling oil to North Korea, except in small quantities, in an attempt to stifle its economy to prevent it from further developing nuclear weapons. The satellite images shared exclusively with the BBC show more than a dozen different North Korean oil tankers arriving at an oil terminal in Russia's Far East, a total of 43 times over the past 8 months. Further pictures taken of the ships at sea appear to show the tankers arriving empty and leaving almost full. North Korea is the only country in the world not allowed to buy oil on the open market. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. There is a general influence of westerly winds in the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN-UML's awareness rally underway. Prime Minister and Chairman of CPN-UML, KP Sharma Oli, to address awareness rally in Darwar Marg this afternoon. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel said Nepal's BB sovereign credit rating marks favorable environment for investment in Nepal. And more than 40 people die after gunmen attack passenger vehicles in Pakistan. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates from Radio Nepal, do visit our website at radionepalonline.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have a pleasant day.